The Turkish city of Gaziantep, 70 kilometers from the border with Syria, hosts about 500,000 Syrian refugees. It has been more than a decade since war forced them to leave their homes to make a new life. Now they face the possibility of having to move again.
Every day I have this fear of being deported. When my child goes to school, I worry. When my wife goes shopping, I have anxiety. We can't exercise even our fundamental rights. A thief broke my car window 2 weeks ago and stole everything inside. A lawyer advised me not to report it to the police because I might be deported. Any official complaint might lead a Syrian to being deported. Deported to where? A war zone.
Presidential elections are due to take place in Turkey next year. During President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's tenure, the country has taken in about 4 million Syrian asylum seekers. But with the economy faltering, so too is public support for them. Some opposition parties are capitalizing on the anti-refugee sentiment and promising to send Syrians back if they win. To counter this, the ruling party has launched a diplomatic push to improve relations with the Syrian government. Syrians, however, worry the worst is yet to come.
After numerous attempts, we found some people willing to talk to us. They have asked that we protect their identities, saying although they want their voices to be heard, they're afraid of being deported.
Abu Iyad is from Aleppo. He says his two brothers are in prison back in Syria. He hasn't heard from them in years and hopes they are still alive. He didn't want to be filmed in public in case the camera drew attention to him.
Deportations have become systematic and frequent. The recent statements from Turkish officials make us worry that we could be sent back at any minute. If I'm deported to the regime-controlled areas, I'll have the same fate as my brothers. If I'm deported to Idlib, radical groups will not let us have a life. Assassinations and bombardment are all that wait for us there.
On the other side of the border, in Syria, the ongoing war is silencing Syrians' voices. On this side of the border in Turkey, the fear of being deported is forcing them to stay quiet. Syrians say neither country is safe for them anymore. Resul Serdar, Al Jazeera, Gaziantep, Turkey.